And Tina, if you'd call the roll.
Oh,
here.
Joe Bruskin, did you sign it yet? Joe. At the end?
Not on yet.
Warren.
Here.
There you go.
Paul?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
And Ken, yep, I'm here. Okay, thanks. Ken is out of town, out of state.
Nikki? Yes.
Paul Schaff? He's also out of state. Medical.
And Justine's
home set. Okay, we do have a quorum. So we'll see now the adoption of the agenda with the additions. Paul, for the record.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt the agenda as printed with the following two additions under nine. Right after nine, it would be 9B, and then the old one would be 9A. But the two new additions for discussion would be the Coon Island Link and the Colbaking Cove Road. Thank you.
For discussion items only, that we have the Coon Link and the King Cove Access Project. Any objections? Hearing none? Oh, we need a second on that.
Second.
There'll be a second on it. Any objections to the addition of the Coon Link and the King Cove Access Project for discussion purposes only under 9A or 9B and C, right? Would that be better? Any objections? Hearing none. Then that will be on the agenda. Any objections to the approval of the agenda? As amended. Hearing none. Agenda is adopted. The community roll call and public comments on the agenda items will start with King Cove.
Bonnie, Gary, and myself, Warren and Brenda.
Okay. Anchorage, any comments on the agenda? Falls Pass. We don't have any public other than Austin Proof here from KSDP. Comments on the agenda items, Austin? Akitan is not on. Else we're doing any?
It's just me.
Cold Bay.
It's Don, Dennis, and Mayor Lopez.
Okay.
No comment.
All right. We'll go on to the minutes of the last meeting, April 16th, minutes of the meeting. I get a motion to put it on the floor.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Alvin. Is there a second?
Second. This is Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Any comments, questions, additions, deletions on the minutes? Had time to review them. Hearing none, are there any objections to the approval of the April 16th minutes? Hearing none, minutes stand approved as submitted. We have the financial report in your packet. Can I have a motion to put it on the floor, please? Those who? Someone move in that one?
Yes, Brenda, so moved.
Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Alvin seconds it. Thank you, Alvin. Questions, comments regarding the financial report? Paul?
Yes, I think Roxanne's on there. Roxanne, when the year ends next month, how much money will be transferred, do you think? Is there any change, or how much will be transferred to this year's or next year's budget from this year's when we're done?
Carry over, huh?
Yeah, carry over.
Looks like a 19,000, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, call the roll, Tina, please.
Warren.
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Brenda? Brenda?
Oops, yep, yes.
Thank you.
Nikki?
Did you hear that, Nikki? Okay.
Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Financial report has been accepted. The investment report is in your packet. We'll have a chance to review it. Are there any questions on that?
Sadly, this is Brenda. Could we get a comment, please, really quickly from Roxanne?
Certainly.
I just wanted to correct that amount. I was looking at FY16.
Yes.
I apologize, but the surplus for this fiscal year, we're looking at $963,000.
And just a follow-up, Roxanne, so that money is showing up already in next year's budget. You've accounted for that, and it's included.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Roxanne. And the item six, the consent agenda, are resolutions 15, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Can I get a
point of vote?
Stanley, this is Brenda again. Are we going to do the investment report first?
We already did. I just asked for questions on that, and I didn't hear any. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Paul is on for
just
the...
Just a point of order, perhaps. On the consent agenda, there's a resolution for Gail Bennington. Ernie reminded me to make sure I took a signed copy with me when I'm leaving tomorrow. So
okay.
He could give it to her. So I just didn't want to forget that. That's all. So I would
Sounds
move
good.
The consent agenda. Thank you.
Motion to accept the consent agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Alvin.
Second.
Thank you. Questions regarding consent agenda? Hearing none, call the roll, Tina, please. We'll call the roll.
Alvin.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yeah.
Nikki?
Nikki?
Yes.
Consent agenda has been accepted. We're going to public hearing, Ordinance 1502, adopting the FY 2016 budget. I need a motion to bring it on the floor.
So moved, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Alva. All right. At this point in time, I'm going to open it for public comments.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Perhaps for the benefit of the public, too, Rick and Roxy could kind of summarize it so the public knows exactly, you know, if they didn't make the workshop and I don't know if that would be appropriate before the public comment, just so they can make better public comments if they desire.
Well,
doesn't matter to me.
We've had it posted for several months, for a month or so almost now, and we had the first reading and the first hearing at the last meeting.
Your call.
We're on the second and final, but this is the time that the public can comment on it. Hearing no public comments, I'll close the hearing and call the roll.
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Make a motion to amend, please.
Make a motion to amend.
The budget.
All right.
The motion would be to amend Ordinance 15-02. And we have written copies, Mr. Mayor, as an aside. But
everyone has a written copy? Or a copy of...
Okay, the first
what
item
page
is Fund 20, and there's not a page number here, but it's the fourth page in the handout. Fund 20, that would be the first part of the amendment, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
And it
the third one on mine
refers to the 725 expenditures. There's a $725,000 grant revenue and $725,000 grant expenditures. And part of the motion, Mr. Mayor, would be to delete that 725 and replace it with the following items.
And you're looking at the community grant?
AEB community grant expenditures.
Revenue.
Fund 20.
Expenditures. Okay.
And what I'm doing is taking half of it at the first part here, but anyway, taking a total of $362,500. And dispersing that $95,000 to King Cove, $95,000 to Sandpoint, $95,000 to Akatan, $27,500 to False Pass, $25,000 to Cold Bay, and $25,000 to Nelson Lagoon. And the remaining amount, $362,500 would go into a school fund reserve for when we amend the budget, either to contribute to this school contribution or, depending how the bids come in a King Cove school, to make sure we have enough money if the bids are a little high. So that completes that.
Alvin,
item.
Question. You got a question.
Could you read through the breakdowns again? I'll
sure.
Try a copy of them. I couldn't keep up.
Okay. King Cove, 95. Okay. Sandpoint, 95. Akatan, 95. False Pass, 27.5. Cold Bay, 25. Nelson Lagoon, 25. And then the second part of the motion would be to go to the third page from the end when we get in departments. And it's under
the... Mr. Mayor?
Joel? You're there?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that, but still trying to deal with our generators, but yes, I'm here.
I hate to make you go through all that again,
okay.
Paul, but for Joe,
I'm just making an amendment. No, the first part I just completed, but I'll redo the first part of the amendment. And it's on Fund 20 expenditures, taking the... Somebody's got paper shuffling.
Somebody's shuffling paper.
Tina, there's so much noise out here.
We hear it over here, too. Did someone just join us?
Did we lose? I think Joe just left us.
He's probably calling.
Joe left?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Someone just...
You're there, Joe.
Okay, here we are.
Everybody else heard it. I'll repeat it for Joe's benefit real quick. That under Fund 20 expenditures of $725,000, taking half of it, $362,500, and distributing it to the six communities, 95 to King Cove, 95 to Sand Point, 95 to Acatan, 27.5 to False Pass, 25 to Cole Bay, 25 to Nelson Lagoon, and taking the other half of the $725,000, which is $362,500, and putting it in the school fund reserve for now, either for matching the amount of money to give to the school or if the King Cove school bids are high later this fall.
You'd be using this as a discretionary fund then for either the balance of the school budget and or the repairs of the King Cove school?
Yes, if they're needed. And then the second half of the motion is on third to the last page under communication director, and the amendment would in 3 months eliminate that department by changing the amount of funding it for 3 months of $45,000 approximately total, and all the amounts that add up to under communication director, that's 25% funding. So everything would be 25% of the amounts. Those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 items plus the total. And that leaves a remainder that would free up of $131,391.50. And that would also go into the school fund reserve for now to make a decision this fall. And that's the entirety of the amendment, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. If you would just go through the communications director.
I need to
understand what you were talking about. Communications director.
And the rest of us, Stanley, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the rest of us don't have any paperwork on that. It would be nice to have it in front of us to look at.
Roxanne, have any copy of it? No. It should have been in your iPad there.
No, not the. But you're talking about the amendment.
If you meant my motion again.
She doesn't have the paperwork to follow up in your motion, I guess.
No, I don't have it to send out, but it's pretty simple, just changing those two items. But it cuts the communication. Well, I can explain it unless there's some clarification first before you ask for a second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I'll ask for a second on the motion. Get it on the floor.
I'll second it for the floor.
Motion is made and seconded. Would you explain your
sure.
amendments?
Thank you.
Yeah. And the purpose for those amendments, because the budget has been introduced and it's been balanced.
It'll still be balanced, Mr. Mayor.
It would be with a surplus of...
Yes, it doesn't change the income or the expenditures. It just puts some money in reserve instead of having it allocated specifically for anything right at this time. However... on the first part, that 725, this distributes it to all communities equally, or kind of not necessarily equally, but based on the size of the community, it gives a good shot at trying to keep it fair for the amount of money distributed to each community. And at one time I thought, and other people thought, perhaps every community should get an equal amount of that $725, but because of the workshop today and talking about school issues, we don't really know where we're going to be with the school until the state passes a budget and we get together later and see how much money we may or may not have to do. The $800 that's in there now may not be enough. It wasn't last year. Anyway, that's the first part. The second part is the communication director just funds. Well, this year is already funded for another month, so this would fund that department for three more months, and it would be phased out because of the amount of money that's allocated, and there'll be $45,000 available to let the department last through June, and July, August, September, it would run out of money, and we no longer have that department. So, thank you.
So you're phasing out communications department completely?
Yes.
The entire department?
After 3 months.
And the purpose for that would be we don't need it?
Yes.
Is that what your feeling is?
Yes.
So, just a few months ago, if I may reiterate or explain something here, a few months ago we were criticized for not having enough communications getting out there. People in the borough was asking for more information from the community, from our communications department, and she's increased that tremendously. So I think it's very important that that department stays in there. And I think Roxanne or Rick should might want to explain the Fund 20 new figuration.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Rick. Yes, the Fund 20, the $725,000, was actually coming from the sale of the hovercraft and was going to go back into the King Cove, Cold Bay Road project, both to cover expenses that have been paid out in order to get us to where we're at in that project and for future costs for this next year, $100,000 for that. So if you take those funds away from that, then the King Cove Road project is done. We won't be able to continue to do any more work to pay towards that project because there wouldn't be any funding for it. And I also have a concern because our lobbyist / lawyer in Washington, D.C. has said that the funding that comes from the sale of the hovercraft should go back into federal road projects such as either the King Cove Road project or the Akutan project. So you're putting it into non-federal projects that may raise some questions from the government on the use of those funds for that hovercraft that were provided by the federal government. So I have some real concerns about that. And then I'll just speak a little bit to the communications director. That of course, if that position goes away, then we won't have the ability to work on the King Cove to do the media stuff that we need to do in the legislative and congressional press releases and that we are doing towards the King Cove Road project. There's also funding in there that helps fund the Fish Expo that would go away. That's also how we take care of our Facebook page and information that goes out. That would go away. The newsletter would go away. The fish news would go away. So just want everybody to kind of know that, and I'd be happy to answer any questions about that.
Paul? Just to clarify, Rick, when we had the first reading of the budget, there was a letter from King Cole, and you explained it as repaying King Cole for money spent. There was no talk about connection to the hovercraft funds, and I don't see that in writing anywhere. The first I've heard of it is now, or am I talking about some other money that you had allocated for paying back King Cole from 2006 to present for, quote unquote, money spent.
No, I mentioned that at the budget introduction that was coming from the sale of the hovercraft. Mm-hmm. That's where those funds were coming from.
I don't remember that, but.
Eldon.
Yeah, it's like a special project fund, a grant fund, and so the funding comes from identified funds. It is not money that comes from the general fund. Or from the permanent fund earnings.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question then. Mm-hmm. We're adopting a budget for FY16. And in the adoption of budget, we're figuring in money that's not available. I don't think we should do that. I mean, we haven't sold the hovercraft, so that money is not there. So I think we have to, if that's true that money is not in hand, then we need to take it out of the budget.
But isn't that revenue and expenses the same? Can you explain that, Rick?
Well, that's true on that fund. The funding of that one piece, the 725, is based upon reimbursement by the sale of the hovercraft. The portion of the communications director is in the general fund, so that's part of the general fund revenue. Mm-hmm.
So the 725 is not pumped into the budget for the total.
Not into the general fund, no.
Yeah.
I guess, though, what I'm saying is that,
Mr. Mayor,
you're putting imaginary money in the budget.
No, it's not in the general fund. Go ahead, Joe.
Now that I'm kind of understanding after Alvin's speaking there, I do agree with Alvin that, you know, we're assuming that we're selling the hovercraft. And I did mention to you and Rick, you know, the Acton City Council, when we started this airport out here, and I got no issue with King Cove getting money for the sale of the hovercraft. I also need to make the assembly aware that the Acton City Council, you know, we had to take some money out of the Acton Airport funding that we all put into getting that hovercraft out here into that hovercraft. So the Acton City Council has always felt that if the hovercraft ever got sold, that some of the money that was taken out of the Acton pot, regardless where it came from, should be put back from the sale of that hovercraft. That also being said, I think I agree with Alvin that, you know, we're talking about something that hasn't happened yet, so why should we actually do something like this if it's not real money yet and we're assuming we're going to get it? So I kind of tend to agree with Alvin that, you know, we're talking about money that's not there yet.
Rick, kind of help us understand where we're going and what we're doing with this money, if in fact it's part of the budget item. If I read it right, it's not part of the overall budget. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a special fund, and I think when we first started putting this together, we were trying to figure out how we were going to keep this project going. And that's where we figured we would come up with the money, and I believe we thought we had the hovercraft sold at the time, and still believe that we'll have the hovercraft sold, I think, before the end of the year, possibly by the end of the summer, given what's happening. But that's true. It's not a part of the general fund budget. It's a project fund budget.
Right. So, in essence, that doesn't reflect any of the operating expenses and or revenues that support the operation of the borough.
That's correct.
Yeah. Paul.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, as explained by Rick, I tend to agree with Alvin and Joe that until we sell the hovercraft, we should not have any reference to dispersing money from the sale of it in our budget. So I think with my second's permission, if he gives me permission, I would change the motion to withdraw all references to the 725 plus delete the revenue and expenditure until we actually sell it, then put it in an amended budget later and decide how to disperse the money. And if unless I'm going the wrong way and if my second agrees, that's what I'd like to do with a friendly amendment to the motion. Thank you.
Rick, could you explain how that would affect your the financial status of the borough?
Well, but basically at this point, I would not have any money to reimburse King Cove for expenditures that they've spent moving forward on the King Cove Coal Bay Road, both for past expenditures and for any expenditures in FY16.
Mr. Mayor, now he's going back again talking about reimbursing money, which a little while ago he denied he was doing. It was coming from the sale. So I'm confused, thoroughly confused, and I still think perhaps deleting it for now is the best option if we haven't sold a hovercraft, and I don't see any buyers knocking on the door here. Maybe they're knocking in Anchorage, but hopefully they will show up soon. But that confused me a little more. Thank you.
Just to set the record straight, the $725,000 community grant revenues and the community grant expenditures of $725,000 is only there if there was a sale of the hovercraft, Rick? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, yes.
So if there's no sale of the hovercraft, then would there be a problem?
This is Warren here. Could I say something there?
Well, if
Warren and King Cole say on the sale of the hovercraft, the money that will be made off that hovercraft has to go back to projects like the King Cove Access Road to Cove Bay, and it's got to be a government project that we're working on. So, you know, it isn't like we're going to give Nelson Lagoon a bunch of money to rebuild their dock or something from that money. It's got to go into what we're actually working on and what that hovercraft was, you know, like it was brought to King Cove for. I think this 725 here, it got down here is a good plan to make things work for the borough this year. I don't know why we have to go ahead and cut it in half and come up with some unanimous amount of money for each town who's coming to kind of talking up top of their head for it. I'm concerned. That's all I have.
Okay. Alvin?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding on this money because we knew we hadn't sold the hovercraft. So I didn't look at this money because this money is on paper and it's in our budget that we're trying to pass. And then to find out that the money doesn't exist until the hovercraft is sold, you know, that makes it a whole different playing field. Because I think everybody on the borough realizes that when the hovercraft is sold, then hopefully we're all going to sit down and figure out which community had what into it, and it goes back into that project. So I looked at this as funding available that we had. And when you were talking about the school being, to make them whole was $350,000, I looked at taking part of that out of there because, to me, my first obligation is to make sure education gets funded to the best that we can. But now learning this, that means that this line should be zero. There is no money there. So Rick just said if we zero it out, then he can't give the money back to Colbert, or to King Cove. But there's nothing to give King Cove because there's nothing there. So it's causing a problem, I think, between assembly members thinking one group is trying to take money that doesn't belong to them, belongs to their community, which is not the case. I was looking at it as actual dollars in the bank that we were about to spend. And I thought if we took this money and helped everybody out a little bit, because the state budget isn't done and they're talking about cuts all across the board, so each community was going to suffer some from that, that if we gave some of this money to them, that would help them all out. And when the hovercraft was sold, then we'd make good on that money with the communities that it's supposed to go to. And by Rick putting this in there like this, now it's pitting one against the other because he put something in there that doesn't belong. This money doesn't exist. It shouldn't be in that line item. And it would solve the problem on that part of it. And then when the money does come in, then we'll deal with that issue at the time. Thank you.
Paul. Yeah, in past meetings when we talked about the sale of the hovercraft, we did talk about having a meeting at that time to disperse the money. And some of the ideas presented last year were splitting that hovercraft money up between King Colborne and Accutan, because they're both transportation projects, and it would seem like a pretty good solution. So I always was in favor of that, and I thought this was just money for past reimbursement for King Cove that was available to spend. And I agree that if it's from the sale of the hovercraft, which we haven't sold, but whenever we do, we can only spend it probably on those items, but maybe there's some different opinion. But we don't have the money, so that's why I'm offering a friendly amendment if somebody wants to, just to eliminate both the revenue and expenditure for now, and then when we do sell it, we will put it on the agenda and talk about it again, and that would be a reasonable thing to do.
And basically, that was the direction that we got from our lobbyist lawyer in Washington, D.C., that the money can only go be used for road projects, federally funded projects, such as the King Cove Access Project and the Accutan Airport Connection. And that's what happened. And to clarify for Joe on the expenditures of the City of Accutan being part of that co-management project, we would have spent all that money had we bought a new hovercraft like the agreement had stated, and we chose not to because it was a losing proposition from the get-go, and we brought the other one over, and that saved us some money. Incidentally, we still have some money left in that account to continue on to try to provide a good access for the community of Accutan. And believe you me, it's been one headache after another trying to make sure that you folks out there get the proper transportation that you well deserve. So
I'm kind of offended by your comment of a headache. I mean, what is the borough here for, Stanley? We're here to promote and do what we're doing in King Cove, for instance. Then you look at Accutan as being dealing with headaches, so I kind of resent the comments that you're looking at dealing with Accutan as headaches. My point to what the City Council is looking at is the pot of money that everybody put in, including Volusia Beach Borough, Trident Seafoods, the City of Accutan, and, you know, we even got a grant in there from the state that we put in there. So when you guys brought that hovercraft out here, it's something we didn't want, by the way, and I'm sure you know that, because of the issues that we're going to run into, and now we're dealing with those. So the what I'm talking about is the City Council thinks that the money that was taken out of that pot to bring to and retrofit that hovercraft that the borough took out of that pot, that's the only money that we're talking about getting put back in there. We're not talking about anything more or less than what, you know, the borough has already taken out of that pot. That's what I'm talking about.
I beg to differ with you, Joel. I sat in one of the meetings, and I was told that if I had mentioned taking that hovercraft out of the equation for the connection between Accutan and Accoon, the airport would have gone away. And I'm sorry, that's how it came about. And I didn't mean to say that Accutan was my headache. I said I'm losing sleep over trying to satisfy a good connection for the transportation corridor between Accoon and Accutan for the people of Accutan.
But anyway, I make a motion that the $7.25 that
Rick is trying to put in a budget, get taken out of the FY16 budget until we sell the hovercraft.
Just a point of order real quick, Mr. Mayor. I think if my second agreed, that would be the same as your motion, Joe, if the second would agree. I was
second agreed.
Yeah.
Does that affect your budget any, Rick?
It just means we don't have any money to go forward on the King Cobra, Kobe Road.
Mr. Mayor, this is what I don't understand. Right now you guys are telling me there's no money there until we sell the hovercraft. So that's a zero item anyway. But Rick keeps saying if we take it out, then there's no money to go forward. So is there money there or isn't there money there?
Rick?
there isn't any money there.
Well, then you're talking about
nothing. Not in that fund.
So then if the motion to remove it from the budget, Fund 22, or Fund 20, on the AB Community Grant revenue of $725, would that affect the budget in any way? I've got Paul for a question here.
Mr. Mayor, so this portion of the motion, if this portion passes, I still would not have any objection when we sell the hovercraft, and I don't think anybody would, to put that on a budget revision and decide at that time. And any option for dispersing, I think, is a good time to look at it when we have the money. But not having the money, I don't think it's appropriate to be in there. That's why second and I agreed to change the motion to delete the expenditure and the income or revenue showing on that $725,000. Thank you.
Discussion? Rick, anything to add?
Yeah, family, this is Brenda.
Yeah.
This fund, if it goes away, it's going to be hard to get it back in there. I know when we take stuff out, it's really hard to get something back. But King Cove has been paying for this access road, all of it for all these years. And my understanding in the prior meetings, and I listened very carefully, and with the last meeting that we had, was that this would eventually pay back the city of King Cove for all the money and expenditures they had in furthering this road. And I remember clearly, and people can say whatever they want, but I wasn't here for the workshop this afternoon, but I'm very, very resentful that things are brought up in this definition. Papers and indicators of changes are not presented. I don't have a piece of paper in front of me, and I'm sorry, I do write it down, but that's not acceptable to me. We are talking about our budget. We had our first reading. We had a second reading. I think that if people would have brought this up during the work session, it would have been more viable, but this seems like it is really something that's being pushed without prior knowledge or consideration, and I feel very frustrated about it right now. And Paul, I know you must have been preparing a lot to put this on the table because you sound very sure about your numbers and where things are going and what they're doing. And to be part of this community, the board members, I think it's your boardmanship responsibility to bring things to us as a board to consider before you do these kinds of changes and make statements about things that maybe other people didn't have the ability to state on.
So your motion on the floor states?
Just zeroing out those two items of $725,000, that's the first half of the motion. That's all that motion does on that particular item.
And you also have the elimination of the communications director's department, the entire department.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, if you'd like, I could.
This is Warren here. I'd like to comment on the communication director. So, Paul, are you stepping up to the plate to take care of that department now, or what, since you travel around so much and grabbing all the per diem you could get?
But we don't need to get into that, I don't think. But to eliminate that, that's going to be a, well.
Mr. Mayor.
Get the votes to veto your motion. Yes, Joe?
I'm not sure if his motion was including that position.
It is.
I guess he needs to clarify.
It is. He's nodding. He said yes.
Mr. Mayor?
No.
So, Mr. Mayor?
Since there's an
amendment, I got Alvin here first, Rick.
Since there was an amendment on the floor and we rescinded it.
No, you didn't rescind it.
We made a friendly amendment to it. Should we vote on the amended amendment?
No, there's no amended amendment.
No, there's not an amendment. He just, it's just been a rewording of the motion. But the two issues are still there, part of that. I would strongly recommend you make a motion individually.
$725,000 amount. And eliminate communications,
direct
position. Are you leaving
it? Mr. Mayor, to clarify things, I could make one final friendly amendment. For now, it's to leave the communication director out, subject to an amendment after this decision is made. So the only, if you prefer that and the second agrees, I could just delete the discussion for now about communications director, and I'll bring that up after this one item.
Well, if that would work for you, I'd appreciate that. I think that would be the proper way of doing it. You handle one motion for one part of the budget and move on that, and then take up another part instead of piling them together.
The only motion to amend before you is, before the assembly, is the deleting the 725 revenue and the 725 expenditures under Fund 20. Thank you.
Community grant.
I'll put a question.
Mr. Mayor?
Hold on a minute, Joe. I got a question. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, members of the assembly, I mean, unfortunately, the sale of Hovercraft didn't happen as quick as we wanted it to, and we sure wish it would happen. But the revenue, and that's not going to be all of the revenue that's going to come in. The borough does have cash flow, and we do budget revenues that we don't have. We budget fish tax that we haven't collected yet, based upon what we think the estimate's going to be. And so I think it's a pretty good estimate that we'll have the $725,000 from the sale of the hovercraft, and if that will happen, we'll be able to handle that cash flow. And I think that's the purpose that the mayor and I, when we put that in the budget that way, that's what it was, so we could keep that project going. So for that reason, I would speak to keep the funding there for it.
I have to agree with you, Rick, and we do this all the time. You're balancing or putting a budget together on taxes and such, and when this happens, it'll be I think we're going to be a little bit better than $750,000. Alvin?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. In regards to the borough manager's statement there, fish tax is one thing. I mean, that's a history of that as we've gone through the years, and it's pretty well known what we're going to get. This particular line item is misrepresented. Has been misrepresented, because I was under the belief that it was money that was in the bank. It's money that doesn't exist, and the borough manager never said a word about that. So it's caused a lot of problems, and I think it's very poor management to bring forward to an assembly to vote on something that doesn't even exist. Now, as far as sale of the hovercraft goes, I think when that hovercraft gets sold, I think everybody on this assembly is on the same opinion of where that money goes back into. And we know where it came from, so I think it's causing a lot of grief amongst assembly members that doesn't even need to be there. I'm really sorry that he did this. And I think to correct it, it needs to come out. Now, that doesn't mean that when the hovercraft is sold, that this amount or more money or however it's figured out isn't going to go back into King Cove. And I think if the vote passes it and this gets zeroed out, it has nothing to do with the sale of the hovercraft or that fund. This is basically why I would vote this out of there, is basically because it misrepresents funds. And I would never vote for that. I was totally wrong. Thank you.
Well, the
first question.
Question I have is that if you have it in there, if there's no sale of hovercraft, it goes nowhere. And if it does go somewhere, then we've got an avenue that we can use it for. We have a place where it could go when and if it's sold, and then the other money can go in other road projects that are of equal representation. That's basically what it's all about.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
This is Carol. I guess this question is directed at Paul. So a yes vote would mean we take the $725,000 out of the budget.
That's correct.
Or out of that line. And a no vote means we'll leave it in there as is.
That's correct.
Yes. The mayor is...
Right.
Yes, Carol, I agree with the mayor. That is correct. A yes vote would delete the two references to the 725 in this budget.
Okay, thank you.
Just unclear. Joe, is Paul...
No further question for the third time, Mr. Mayor.
Is there an objection to the question called? Hearing no objection to the question called, we'll take a roll call.
Carol?
Yes.
Yes.
Brenda?
No.
Yes.
Warren.
No.
Joe.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. Paul?
Mr. Mayor, I move to amend the budget by only funding the communication director position and department for 3 months of next fiscal year. And it would be funded for a total of $45,000. And then the remaining money that's in that budget, $131,391.50, would go into a school fund reserve to be determined what to do with later.
Do we have a category for a fund reserve for the school? Roxy? We'd be setting up a new fund? I guess we don't have.
Sorry.
Said Paul has made a motion that we fund the communications director's position for 3 months, and then continue on with a total of $45,000.
That would be for that 3 months. $45,000 would be for that 3 month period.
And the rest of the balance of that 172,800 would go into a school fund balance?
Yeah, reserve
question.
Balance.
Is there a reserve school reserve
yes.
fund balance?
Yes, there can be.
Is there a second? And then we'll quote the motion so that everybody knows it.
A second for discussion.
Motion is almost to amend the budget by funding communications department for 3 months only in next fiscal year, a total of $45,000 remaining balance to go towards the school fund reserve to be determined later.
We got to figure on that 100.
$131,391. $131,391.50.
Going to school fund.
Mr. Mayor, earlier in the workshop, we had a presentation by the school board president and the superintendent of schools, and they were talking about all of their options, and we talked about the amount of, we were guessing what the amount the legislature would fund, and it looks like under all scenarios we're going to be a little short. We're spending $800 plus I think it's $40,000 now, it's in the budget, but we very well could need at least this much money. And I think the communications director position, when we first set it up, we were under extreme fire in the Board of Fish process. And we survived, and that was the original intent of starting that position. But things seemed to be settled down quite a bit, and the amount of money we're spending to put out press releases is pretty darn high. That's a big amount of money for what in some cases is duplicates the effort of some of the staff already. Some of the staff puts out emails and Facebook stuff, and we get a lot of information. I know I get all my information other places well before the newsletter comes out. And so I think this is a prudent thing for the borough to do. We're running a little short on money, and we can't print it. We've got to come up with it someplace that we have, and I think this is the best option available to us right now. Thank you.
Alvin?
I have a question, Mr. Mayor. If we needed a PR person as the road progresses along, would it be more advantageous to contract, you know, for the times that it's needed? Because it's not that often, I don't think, that, you know, press releases get turned out or whatever. And if originally this position was put in as under a 6 month period, is what I understand, basically to deal with a heavy hit we were looking at during salmon meetings, and we basically got a resource person that can tell us whatever's going on in fisheries. So if we did this, then we could still contract for PR work that needed to be done strictly for the road. Because I don't know what else we would need it for.
Well, a lot of times she's present there and setting up meetings, press conferences with the group that goes back to Washington D.C., for example, that meets with the press to get our positive spin on the road, so that and other projects in the area that we have problems trying to promote in Washington D.C. With other senators and congressmen, and she's been able to work behind the scenes there and setting these different meetings up and news conferences and things like that. Very helpful. And I don't think we'd be where we are today with at least there's light at the end of the tunnel I think, on the road to Cold Bay.
Well, Mr. Graham, I'm not saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this contract.
I think she serves a very important part. She gets the news. She contacts the villages and the communities and gets their input on things that are happening and puts that in the newsletter also, and does that to keep the community appraised of what's going on.
Mr. Mayor, this is Ernie Weiss.
Go ahead, Ernie.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to remind the Assembly that this is a Board of Fish year for Area M, and Laura does do a lot of things as far as setting up rooms and stuff. And again, this is one of those years, and that's my only comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I'd strongly recommend that this be this motion be defeated. And the communication director.
Okay.
It's not creating a real problem with our budget. Has been incorporated in there. I think it's served its purpose very well. Paul? Or Joe, hold on a minute. Joe, did you have a comment?
No.
This is Brenda, I do.
I got Paul here first, Brenda.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just had a quick question of Rick and Roxanne, is that if the school needs an additional amount of money like we gave them last year, or maybe a little more, where are we getting that money out of our budget rate? Where would you project we get that money out of our budget? Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, this is Rick. Do you want me to answer that?
Yes, please. Or somebody.
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, the borough does have a fund balance, a general fund balance. But what's been difficult is that we've been running a hovercraft and a helicopter now for several years, and I've asked the auditors to actually figure that out. They've been, I think I mentioned to you when they did their audit report, that they've been setting up a do-to-do-from, and some of that's cash and some of it's not cash because it's based upon the assets. And so I've asked them this year to actually sit down and figure that out so we know how much is actually due from that fund, the hovercraft helicopter fund, to the general fund, because that could take a lot of the general fund balance. And so based on that fact, I have showed the transfer for what we put into the helicopter operation this year is $1,183,700, and that leaves, at least out of the revenues for this year, that leaves only $19,000. So I do not know where the school money would come from unless it came from fund balance, and again, that's a moving target, and I don't know what that number is.
Two things that I had noticed on the school budget. One is that they did not have a handle on what the rollover was going to be in regard to money unspent, as we did in the past. And Roxanne, do you have any idea what that might be?
For the school district?
Yeah, what their rollover is going to look like. The superintendent didn't have a...
No, I don't have that in front of me.
Okay, and the other is that they didn't have a... their operation budget was based on the worst-case scenario on the state's funding. So I'm not sure what the balance is going to actually look like when all the dust settles. Paul?
Yeah, I think they were quoted, I think Alvin Austin specifically, under the best-case scenario or under the probable scenario of what the legislature will give them, there still would be a $350,000 amount that they would need. And that's if they're funded at the same level as last year, which could happen, mm-hmm. but we'll still have to come up with an additional $350,000, and I don't see it. And Rick said he didn't really see it right now. this gets us partway there. And so thank you.
But, yeah. I still remain that this is a position that has been very helpful for the borough in regard to taking a lot of legwork away off of the resource department's work. And I strongly recommend we keep it in there. And we've got a heck of another revenue source, I think, that we can work at if we have to. Alvin?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. You know, my first, since back when I first got on the borough, my main objective was putting money into education. You know, because before the borough came along, the cities had the responsibility, and the cities were not really capable of funding everything. So the borough got formed, and one of the main things at the time was to take over the education. And to this day, I still think the most important thing the borough can do is fund education and get our kids the best education they can. When I look at this position and looking at trying to figure out that $350,000, you know, in the past, whenever you had to set up meetings in Washington, D.C., you know, between the manager, the mayor, and the lobbyists in Washington, D.C., those meetings got set up. I think we could still go back to that, and meetings would get set up. Things would happen the way they're supposed to happen. Maybe a little bit more work for the manager and the mayor, but, you know, that's what they're there for, as far as I'm concerned. So even if this passes and this position gets eliminated, and we take that $131,300, we're still looking for another $218,600 just to make the school whole. If the state comes through with the same amount of funding they did last year, which we don't know is going to happen, because if there's no funding at all, I think that number could go up to $675,000 or something that would drop back on us. So I kind of put the education of the kids, I guess, ahead of some positions that to me are nice to have, but when push comes to shove, I'm gonna go to fund the school. Thank you.
I agree with you, and you know, we just at a couple of meetings ago, we did balance the budget of the city of Sandpoint when we gave them $200,000 for a paving project they spent on that, and. Unbeknownst to anybody that we were going to have this situation with the schools. But those are some of the projects we're putting together. Health, education, and welfare of the borough is I guess, the principal goal of the borough, of the, you know, that the communities are protected under that. That's the way I look at it. And I agree with you that the best resources we could have is the kids, and I'm all for that. But there, you know, when you come in with a 500,000 or 100 and some odd percent increase on an item, a $500,000 increase, because we have to have that, it makes you wonder. And that was during the workshop. You discussed that with the superintendent. So, you know, I'm all for supporting the schools, but. Worst case scenario is what been based their budget's been based on. It has not been approved yet.
Mr. Mayor, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, I was just looking on the natural resources budget. There's contract labor for $31,250, which isn't anybody yet. So that would be a good amount of money there to help with the Board of Fish. Or hire somebody for part-time work or something. So I think there's a little bit of money there also that we could play with for the Board of Fish or some different items.
Or do you want to speak to that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, from last year's budget, that I guess is $31,250. That's until Sam Cotton got hired on as the commissioner. And so that's what we paid him for 5 months. And so I was hopeful to have that amount of money to hire on a contract, as I mentioned briefly in my report, for help from a six-month period, September through the Board of Fish meeting. That's what I had hoped to have for that money.
And if we don't use it, it'll just go back to it. It's still in the general fund, regardless, and that helps us in the budget. But we're not running a deficit in our budget, so I would strongly recommend we pass the budget and keep the communications director in place. The only other option I have would be to veto your motion.
Call for the question, Mr. Mayor.
Question has been called. Any objections?
Mr. Mayor, would you read the motion again so we know which way
yeah.
we voted?
I'll move to amend the budget by Fund Communications Department for 3 months only the next fiscal year, total of $45,000.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, just before we vote, can I have a minute?
The amendment is, Paul moved to amend the budget by funding communications department for 3 months only in next fiscal year at a total of $45,000. Remaining balance of $131,391.50 to go towards a school fund reserve to be determined later. Second by Alvin.
Okay, I guess that answered my question. So yes vote means yes
$450,000
and
hopefully save the rest of the money for school.
$45,000. So yes vote means we'll drop it. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Mayor Mack?
Go ahead.
This is Annie. Can I say something before you guys vote?
Sure.
I just want to speak on behalf of Laura. She's not here. She's up sick today, unfortunately. I believe Laura is truly doing a great job in her position, and I really hope you do not cut this job. The borough is very short-staffed as it is. What she does is extremely beneficial. The newsletters, just keeping us all in the loop of what is going on, is really important. The DC stuff, everything, fishing, all of that has been invaluable. I use her a lot. I'm very busy. Rick's very busy. And she is very helpful to us when we need it. So I really hope you consider not cutting her position. Thank you.
Okay, the question has been called. We'll call the roll.
Brenda.
No.
Joe.
No.
Carol.
No.
Yes.
Alvin.
Yes, I'm going for the kids.
Warren.
No.
Nikki.
Motion fails.
Nikki.
No.
Motion fails. We're back to the budget. Any further debate on the budget?
Call for a question, Mr. Mayor.
Question has been called. Is there any objection to the question that's called?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah?
This is Rick. It's unfortunate that we're in this kind of a situation and we have some extreme demands upon our budget. The borough is in a good position, as some members have mentioned. That we do have a healthy permit fund, and there probably needs to be some discussion about what the assembly wants to do with that in the future, and how they want to maintain it and use it. And I think that discussion needs to be happening. I do agree that one of the four mandates when you become a borough that the borough has responsibility for is schools. And so it is important that we do work with our school and give them what we need to have. The borough also has a fairly healthy fund balance in the general fund. And I wish I wasn't in a position that I was in because of the hovercraft and the helicopter and not knowing what that number is, but it's because of the way the auditors have done that on a financial report that makes it very difficult, and that was being done prior to my time getting here, and I've asked them now for the last 2 or 3 years to get that number straightened around, because there's no way that there's going to ever be enough revenues, at least in the near future, to pay that debt off to the general fund. And so I wish I knew what that general fund debt was. But based upon that and realizing that you have the cash flow that you can pay that debt off over a period of years, I think you need to recognize that you do have a general fund balance that's fairly healthy. I think I didn't bring in the financial report for me, and Roxanne may or may not have that number in front of her, but I believe it was around $8-9 million. So you need to realize that, but you also then need to realize that the hovercraft helicopter, has a debt against the general fund of close to that amount, but I don't know what that true number is until the auditors work that number out for me. So I wanted to make that comment, that the borough, while we are having a tight budget and we need to be consider these things that are happening, the $1.2 million in helicopter operations every year. We do have some meetings planned to meet with the Department of Transportation, the commissioner, and eventually I think the governor, and also with Trident. We're working on trying to get a meeting set up with them so that they understand what that Accutan operation is costing the general fund of the borough, and try to minimize those costs as best we can so that we can put it into the things that we need to do to run the borough and the school. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Okay. We're down to the approval. We'll call the roll.
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Carol? Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Ordinance 02 is passed.
Can I make a comment, Mr. Mayor?
Sure.
You know, one of the things, too, is even though we have a healthy fund balance and we have a healthy permanent fund, but the borough continues to do projects in all of our communities. And I think having that capital in reserve helps us with our ratings and bonds. So we're capable to go out and bond for different projects. And I am a person that likes to see it stay that way, stay healthy, and it helps us go forward and do the projects that we need to do. So I would hate to spend it down to the point where we lost one A even on our rating. Thank you.
Well, in order to satisfy some of these projects that we have ongoing and we were charged with doing them, we have to keep spending money to do that. And we've been fortunate enough to float enough bonds. And I think, Rick, correct me if I'm wrong, but if everything went south on us today, we'd have enough in the permanent fund to satisfy the bonds. Is that correct?
Mr. Mayor, that is correct. I believe at June 30th of last year, approximately about $35 million in bond debt, I believe was the number.
Mm-hmm. so that, you know, if everything goes out, which I don't think is going to happen, but that's doom and gloom again, but there's a lot of people think that way. I don't subscribe to that kind of thinking. But anyway, we're healthy, and we're going to try to remain healthy, and that's why these budgets reflect that, and there's been no change in any of the departments as there have been in some of the other budgets that we see coming through. But Rick is right. I think it's time we start looking at how do we satisfy the operation of the schools, and that's one of our charters. That and communication or transportation corridors, which we've done. One of the first ones was here, and I think that was a fantastic job they did when they realigned the runway so that we can have better access to the outside world. And that cost the borough quite a ton of money.
I'm off. We're on the agenda.
Yes, we're coming down to the what's called now. We don't have any old business, so we got the new business is the donation requests. In your packet, you have a complete breakout of all the donation requests. Could I have a motion to put them on the floor?
Move the administration's recommendations on donation requests. Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any questions regarding these donation requests? Hearing none. I'm going to call the roll on that. Motion carries. On your agenda, 9 would be 9B, the Acoon connection. Mr. Grunholt has put this on the agenda for discussion purposes, so would you...
Mr. Mayor, I, the reason it's on because I talked to Joe at Acatan, and he had a bunch of questions, and I know he wanted to talk about it, so I'll defer to him. He had some good points about that link, and I thought it would be appropriate to discuss those. Thank you.
But before we go too far, Joe, if I could.
A couple things. Paul asked me for some conceptual drawings of what DOT is doing over on that good. I tried to look for those, but couldn't find them but before this meeting, Paul, but also kind of didn't feel comfortable. I didn't want to get staff, Rick, and the mayor in trouble with the assembly for sending stuff up that I just received about a week ago. There are some concerns, and we did pass those along to the mayor and Rick and Annie about some of the designs that are coming up and locations of breakwaters that they're looking at. And I was glad to see that they entertained Acatan to some degree on looking at something going further south. So talking to Paul a little bit about the first cut A or number one that they had design on, on our winter, during the winter, the prevailing wind is northwest, and we get this northwest wind that comes in and it brings a big swell, not only to Acoon, but into Acatan. And I've actually showed them pictures of waves crashing over those rocks that they were looking at attaching a breakwater onto, just to show them that we didn't think it was a good idea to build right there. But again, they did have other options that they're looking at. And again, Paul, that's something that's new that came up, so I kind of didn't feel comfortable with, you know, getting in front of, you know, the staff. But at some point, I'm hoping that they share those with the assembly so they could, you know, have opinion. I'm sure the assembly would like to what the staff is doing in regards to filling a breakwater for cutting the cost down for this run out here, which Acton supports. We're trying to help the borough and the staff in Anchorage try to come up with ideas to try to, you know, lower this cost of running out here. The other one is a little bit of grant. I'm not too sure Rick and Annie is aggressive enough with grant. You know, they talk about finally getting some money for almost caught up with the mail runs. And, you know, about a half a year ago, they were still trying to collect from running the hovercraft. And, you know, I find that kind of interesting that, you know, we have a airline out here that's flying that's getting paid to run mail to Acton, and we're having the boroughs having a hard time collecting money. I think you guys need to be a little more aggressive in trying to get that funding because you guys can't give us a good number for what it's going to cost to operate out here. And I always get nervous when we talk about the Acton that the assembly's going to say, no, we're not going to fund it anymore. And that's always a risk that Acton is going to take. But the other one that I want to throw out there that I talked to Paul a little bit about was, you know, knowing that Grant's not paying the borough in a timely manner for the mail. I'm not sure about freight and stuff, but I know we're not getting funding for the mail. I mean, why doesn't Maritime and the borough try to go for the mail contract from Dutch to Acton himself and compete with Grant? But those were the comments I talked with a little bit with Paul about.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I know that, briefly, Joe, you mentioned something about a more southern route, and I know the DOT guy coming up to do sounding is supposed to be up there about now. You said a few months ago, Rick or Stanley mentioned it. And so when they're up there, make sure they don't miss sounding the part that you and the people in the village thought was a pretty good alternative. Just so we don't have to send somebody up for another trip, you know, maybe that is, you mentioned to the south, and I was looking yesterday, at Stanley had some drawings, and I couldn't really pinpoint exactly what you were talking about, but, or maybe somebody could take pictures out of the helicopter and email them to Rick and Stanley and everybody else maybe, and just show the other possibility that you were briefly discussing. We didn't talk that long about it, but I know you had some comments I thought were pretty interesting. So thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Joe, just to follow up on the Acton-Acatan connection, it's always been, from the get-go, an option that we try to put together a link between Acton and Acatan, because that was part of the agreement that the borough had made that they would provide that transportation corridor over there. And we've been, since I've been on it, I've been working trying to find the best way so that we're not losing. Had we kept that hovercraft online as we were charged with doing, we would have been broke today. We went back and did the research on the helicopter when Sharon Boyette was here, and that proved out to be more expensive than the forecasted number that the hovercraft was going to be, and those were brought to the assembly's attention and discussed. So after running that hovercraft, I tried to get that point across at the beginning that it was going to be unreliable and unaffordable, and sure enough it was. And the assembly finally decided to go along with pulling it and going back to the helicopter, which we did. And that has now come around to costing us in the neighborhood of $1 million something. I'm not exactly sure exactly how much, but $1.5 million or better on that. And you mentioned how aggressive can we get. We could get to the point where we can say, well, if you're not going to pay us, we're not going to haul you. And I don't think we want to do that. I don't think we could get the, I don't think we want to get into business to compete with Grant in order to bring the mill from Dutch Harbor to Accutan. Because they already, I think they already have an EAS on that. Not sure, but I think that's for sure. So we're trying desperately, and those drawings, I thought for sure I had shown you them. I know we talked about it a time or two, and you showed me some pictures after a while that showed the breakers coming over that. But we were trying, administrator and I went to Juneau and was asking to get some help from DOT, and this is when this whole thing started, that they would do the engineering. They went to the different places in the, on the island and did some survey work on there, or observation work, or what are we going to call it, reconnaissance work, I guess, and come up with this area that looked like it was the only area that showed the less wave action in there. So if you have other areas that you think could be affordable and available, then I welcome those. But
you guys did that, Stan. It's like option B or something. So you guys did that, yes, thanks.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is to satisfy the link between the two communities as soon as possible, and as, I don't want to say cheap, but inexpensive as possible, so that we could at least get a connection going between there.
The one thing I wanted to see from Joe was an actual little chart with an X on it showing this is maybe the spot he thought would be good, because I haven't really seen that. But anyway, maybe we can get that when you and Rick talk to Joe and sit down with him and maybe bring that to us so we know exactly what. So everybody knows what we're talking about.
The surveyors are going to be out there, Joe. Would you be available to go with them?
We're around whenever they show up there. Would
you be willing to go over there and look at some of the options that you might have available?
Again, the options that you guys presented me did show the option that we presented to you. So the option that Acton presented Stanley, Rick, is in the package that I got received only a week ago.
Which option was that?
It's option B, something like that. It's the one south of the one that the borough was trying to originally or get done that rock cropping. It's south of that one,
okay,
Stanley.
Okay, option B. So, yes, we'd have to look at.
I will be more than glad if I don't plan on going anywhere. I'll be more than glad to go out there and make sure they look at all those options that we just received.
That's all I can ask. Calvin?
Mr. Mayor. If the air carrier from Dutch to Akron, he gets paid Essential Air Service, like for Holland Mail. So we couldn't put in the haul from Akron to Akita? I mean, because they're stopping at one point, but they're getting the Essential Air Service all the way to Akita. But
Mr. Mayor, this is Annie. May I speak on that?
Annie, go ahead.
Or with Jim. So, Alvin, currently the Grant Aviation has the EAS contract from Dutch Harbor to Akron. They recently just released a new EAS that actually was a little bit more encompassing in the area, which would have allowed it to go from Dutch to all the way to Akutan. However, Grant Aviation is not prepared to go, you know, from Akron Airport all the way to Akutan, since they don't have the proper either helicopter or plane that can land over there. We did approach Maritime at the time this was going on to see if they were interested in possibly doing the entire run from Dutch over to Akutan, and they were not at the time to do that with a helicopter. It's extremely expensive. And then the borough also looked into applying for the EAS between just Akron to to Actican. However, if we had received that, there would be no EAS contract from Dutch Harbor to Accoon. So then Grant Aviation would just not fly because they couldn't afford it. The mail contract is different, and that's a different thing that's not involved with the EAS, and that is between Dutch Harbor all the way to the city of Actican, to the post office specifically. But that's a different agreement.
And they pack that, they're paid by, with the mail contract, on weight only. Is that correct, Annie?
I don't have that in front of me, but I believe so. Rick, do you know?
Yes, that is correct. And they showed me that number one time, and it's somewhere between 60 and 70 cents a pound, and they turn around and pay us 50 cents a pound. The EAS contract does allow them to capture all of their expenditures, and then they offset it against the revenues, and then any deficit they have goes towards the EAS contract. So if they're losing money on the mail contract, they do get some reimbursement back from the EAS because of that.
But I guess our responsibility from the borough's perspective is that we're only required to bring the passengers over. That's it. Mail and freight is something that Grant should be reimbursing us for carrying it, and we haven't been that successful in capturing all the revenue. But like Rick said, they're paying off better all the time. Still a long way from being solvent. So that's the story of Haku and Actican connection. And now we'll. Any other further discussion on the Haku and Actican? Hearing none, we'll go to item C, the King Cove Access Project. Paul?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last meeting we had in King Cove during the workshop, we had some brief general discussion about an alternative plan to get the road to Cold Bay sooner than later, and that was called, it's in the 2001 EIS, it's called Alternative Number 8, Native Land Roads Concept. And I was able to find a better version detailing exactly what that option meant. And I think it's worthy of a look by all the assembly or people in King Cove. And I think the office here in Sandpoint could email copies to everybody and they can read it and look at it, because the thing that this option does that... And I'll be real brief, Mr. Mayor. It's not through the wilderness, so there's no wilderness. There's no land trade for the corporation. There's no restrictions on the use. It's shorter, and you can start now. And so, boy, it looks good. And people I've talked to are generally supportive of the idea, and even though we're still involved in a lawsuit on the option through the middle of the isthmus I'm not suggesting we drop that effort. I'm just saying we've got to really look at this, because this is so sensible. It pains me when I'm thinking we could be starting the road now. Give me a shovel, what the governor said, or whoever said that, maybe Murkowski. But anyway, this is a five-page document, and it's a little different because this was done before any of the road was built, so it kind of, you've got to change some of the assumptions. It wasn't even an option to extend this road at the time this alternative was laid out because of the funding restrictions by Senator Stevens at the time. But anyway, it's a good read, and I think people who read it will probably agree with me that they think there might be some.
Is there a option website we could go to? pull that up?
Not,
or
not that I'm aware of. It's all paper. It was before the internet, 2001 almost. But this,
you
this is a copy here.
You managed to find
here.
That somewhere.
Yes. And it's in the 2001 EIS. And it could be forwarded to anybody at any time. I've got a copy here. And if my printer didn't blow up about 5 o'clock today, I would have more copies to give to people here. And, but it's not hard to email to people either. If so
it's
I'm,
in the 2002 EIS.
I'm just suggesting people look at it and make their own mind up. So thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Who's
can
that? Hold on a minute.
Jump
Rick?
In here, Gary in King Cove.
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to be calm. I'm not even going to respond to what Councilman Grunhold is talking about because it just doesn't make sense. But you've obviously got to know that King Cove at the moment is very insulted by the discussions that have occurred tonight, that the turning of your back on the responsibility that the city of King Cove took on behalf of the borough for the Eisenbeck Road is a big, big deal, and I don't think this discussion is over, so I'm trying to be calm and stay focused, but we have got to let the facts in the real world guide where we're going, and we're not there. I would also say very respectfully that speaking for 26 years of being the city's administrator, that we have also been thrown a little bit of a curveball by the borough administration here too, and we can talk about that, and I think we can understand why there has been some apparently going sideways there. So this has been a very frustrating night for us. We've got to leave shortly to have a city council meeting, and this issue will get, I'm sure, quite a bit of discussion. And again, I'm trying to take a deep breath and be calm, but we have taken some serious going sideways on this issue that just is beyond anything I could have possibly imagined. So thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
I would add to Paul's discussion of that alternative route that I do know that they have cursory looked at that route, but no matter what route you take in there, it will require a wetlands permit, what's called a Corps of Engineers permit 404, and so the federal government still would have a say, even though it may not be through the wilderness, they still have a say about where whether that road would actually happen or not, and they would also look to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the Department of Fish and Game. So I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm saying it can be looked at, but it doesn't necessarily stop the forces that are trying to not to keep that road out of there anyway. So I just want everybody to keep that in mind. It's still going to require a core wetlands permit. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
And if I may summarize, Mr. Mayor,
okay.
This only is a suggestion that people read what's already a public document. It's not like we're making a decision, and it's not like it's not out there already. I'm just
That's
suggesting
right.
Take a look at it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. That brings us to the item 10 on the agenda, reports and updates. In your packet, you have all the reports and updates. Any questions, comments, follow-up? Anything new to add? Rick, Ernie, Annie?
Well, Assembly, this is Annie. I am in North Lindsay right now, and I'm here with two employees from HDR. One's a coastal engineer, and the other's the planner, project manager. And I did just walk the coast where the erosion's affecting the community side, and to be honest, the pictures does not do it justice. This is the first time I've seen it, and it is really bad, and it's getting progressively worse. in my report, there's a Nelson Magruder Erosion Project section with that CDBG award and everything, and it's been a lot of work with site control and the environmental portion, but I truly hope that we can get this project started in August for them, because it, you know, it's pretty bad. So anyway, that's one thing out here. Also, the other item is a call. Last week, I submitted a PERSA grant for on behalf of East, since they're the nonprofit, for $1 million from the federal government for clinic construction. So I'm hoping that will get approved as well. But that's all I have at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Any questions for Annie? Hearing none. Assembly comments. All quiet.
Mr. Mayor.
Joe.
This has been one of the toughest meetings I had to sit through, listening to the mayor and how he reacts to it, act on as a community, and I'm sure he, back of his mind, he did not mean that the Acton link is a headache for the borough. That being said, again, you know, the community is trying to help the borough try to get this link cheap as possible. We're not asking for handouts. We put a large amount of money, our own money, into this project. So it's not only the borough that put money into this link. We, as a community, are carrying water as much. Not as much as a borough, but we are carrying water to try to make this link work and this airport work. So I get a little offended when I heard you say headache, and I hope that you really didn't mean that. And I also like to say to King Cole that, you know, I understand the amount of time and effort that they have put into trying to get this road to Cold Bay. And this hovercraft, you know, actually I never wanted this hovercraft. We never thought it was a good idea, but that was just an option that Bob Gittner put out there. Mm-hmm. And when Sharon Boyett got involved, everything went downhill. And administration lost focus of how to do this the best way. And they were tasked with that responsibility. And Acton again tried to help them try to figure this out, but Sharon didn't do us any favors when we hired her as administrator. I could tell you that right now. But I respect the efforts that King Cove has put forward, and Acton is not going to try to take anything that due to King Cove in any shape or form. Our comments are just that, you know, we put money into this marine link, and that's all they wanted is to make sure that there's a sale of hovercraft. They at least consider putting that money that we had to spend to get that retrofitted and into Acton back into that pot. We're not asking for anything more than that. So just to make sure King Cove understands that, you know, Acton is not trying to take anything from you guys. We're just trying to get back what we put into this, trying to get this hovercraft, and that's where the headache started. Now we're over a helicopter, now we're looking at a marine link. So again, Acton is putting their best foot forward, trying to help the borough get this link moving forward. And again, if surveys come out here, I'll go help look at different locations and try to pick the best one for the borough, so we don't have to come back every year and try to maintain this thing. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Joe. And I want to clarify something right now, because I did not say Acton was a headache for me. I said that the Acton, the trying to get a good link between Acton and Accoon has been a headache for me, trying to figure out how to get the best link between the two communities without killing the borough. I'm sorry if you heard it differently, but I want to clarify that Acton is not a headache for me. It's the connection that I have to deal with and try to get the best connection for the folks in Acton that would be affordable for the borough. And you know it, and everybody in the assembly knows it, that we're bleeding to a tune of $1.2 to $1.5 million a year. And we were bleeding $2 to $3 million on the hovercraft. I knew that from the get-go, but I had to put it out there. So I'm sorry if that's the way you interpreted that. But that wasn't what I meant. Well,
yeah, just a quick comment on a problem we're going to have pretty soon is the school funding. You know, we don't have any money in the budget, and we're going to have to come up with probably $300,000 anyway, probably, and so we just better think about it a little bit and see where we are. When I don't know when our next meeting is, but I'm kind of guessing, suggesting by then the legislation, well, they better be done by then. We should have an idea of what the total commitment we need to come up with, you know, and then and I think the sooner we go to bid on King Cole School is going to be better, too, because we'll know what that commitment is. And sooner we have those commitments nailed down, then we can juggle money around. I'm definitely not in favor of raiding the permanent fund to solve our immediate problems. It's going to take a little longer look at to do that kind of option. So thank you.
Well, there's a possibility that if everything goes well, toward the end of June there could be another meeting if we need be. Because there's a delay in the opening in July. So I think the assembly members could be available then, and I could possibly be readily available then too. So, Alvin?
Mr. Mayor, with all the other stuff going on, I didn't want to lose sight of Nelson Lagoon's dock project. So, do you or the manager have kind of a roadmap of what we're looking at over there, and how serious is it?
Well, we finally got the pictures from Butch, and that's basically that's a starting point. Now we have to figure out how do we get this done. We're going to have someone go in there and look it over, and I think that'd be the first order of business. But we'll have to see when first thing first is. I think school is a big issue that's on everybody's mind at this point in time, and to satisfy that, when that dust settles in Juneau, to see what we're going to actually receive as funding, then we can base our expectations on all these other projects accordingly. That would be my guess.
So are we going to... Do we own the dock yet, or is it Nelson Lagoon's dock?
No, I believe we own it. Right, Rick? Hank?
Correct.
Okay, so
we have a management agreement that needs to be updated, but we have a management agreement with Nelson Lagoon to maintain it and operate it. But any major repairs is the borough's dock.
So in the last meeting, I know we talked about an engineer. So were we going to send an engineer out to get some type of estimate of what we're looking at?
I am in the process right now putting together an RFP that would go out for engineering project management services, where we would have a firm on kind of like a term contract that could do that kind of work, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. No, we'll have to address it here shortly. Too far away. Public comments.
Hello, Sally. Can you hear me?
Good day.
Hey, Mr. Mayor. Echoing a little bit of Mr. Ennick's comments, it's budget time for us to... I know that the Borough Assembly has a pretty big task, a big area to cover. You know, this Keep Cove Access project, or the Borough project, started some years ago. It's their project. It still is. And... back in 2008, most of you all heard the story about it, but the city, with compassion, took the project on, and we spent our money, general fund money, of $1.7 million. And that's what our request tonight is, to keep our budget solvent. We got a task ahead of us, since it wasn't passed tonight. We'll go forward. We don't know where the road project's going to go right now, because it's going to cost us more money, and it's not in our budget. I guess the question would be to the assembly, the borough, is other than the alternative Mr. Brenhall's talking about, which we would love to see happen, but the cost and the fight with the fish and game, what have you, is you think the battle is strong now, the battle ain't going to change going that way. Absolutely not. So I guess the question to the assembly, the management, where's the plan? What's going to go forward? Because the annual cost to the city to keep the project going, not there today. I don't know what the council is going to do tonight with our budget. So, but that's where we're at. Thank you. You guys got a challenging job ahead of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Henry.
I didn't get to speak on council comments. I'm sorry. This
go
is
ahead.
Wilson.
Go ahead.
I was feeling very frustrated, and I still am, about things being brought up with supposed papers and outlines. When I see the packets are out, I read that thing front to the back many times before I come to a meeting, and I like to be prepared. To come in and not be prepared is unprofessional to me, and not have the documents that I need to make decisions on, to vote on, and I just really am still feeling very frustrated that time and again Paul brings stuff to the table of documentation that we don't have, and I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people. This isn't about King Cove, this is about the whole region, and it's all the people we serve. That's the point that needs to be made, is we are talking about people we serve through the whole borough. And to come and make decisions on something that we haven't seen, haven't had the ability to discuss, take time to formulate in our minds. To me, I felt like I did some of my voting not prepared, and I'm really uncomfortable feeling that way. I've been 25 years, 26 years, I think, this year, in being a public servant for people. And I usually try not to bring my own views and things, as that's not professional. And I've been on state boards all the way down to the tribal councils and school committees. And I like to be prepared, and I hope moving forward that people, when you have documentation that you are sharing in standpoint, that you will make that documentation available to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Any further comments? Hearing none, our next meeting date, perhaps June, the end of June. You could be gone.
No, Albert's fishing, you're fishing, Tina's gone.
There's a closed period during that time, maybe 1st of July.
Tina's still gone. Hmm? Tina's still gone.
What time do you get back?
August.
September.
July
2nd. Generally, the season doesn't go around the 5th or 6th. Wouldn't give you much time to put anything together. Well, we may have to call a special sometime after Tina gets back. It would be a very small agenda.
Mr. Mayor. The main reason if the hovercraft sells, right, we would need a meeting so we can get the money to those people that are expecting it.
This side.
And when do we have to do the school stuff?
Well,
Rick, you got any wisdom on that?
I'm not sure I understood the question on the school.
Yeah. I don't. Well, they haven't passed their budget yet, and that's supposed to come up when? Tomorrow or Monday. They're passing their proposed budget that we have in our packet.
They know what the minimum amount is that we're going to give them, and if we're going to amend that and give them more, we can do that any time after, but unfortunately it puts them in kind of a predicament because they have to prove their budget. But we're all, both sides, waiting on the state. And what the state's going to do is anybody's guess.
Yeah.
So until the state finishes it, it's really difficult to answer that.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, during the workshop this afternoon, the school board indicated they might wait till after the legislature. You know, if they do something pretty soon, they might be able to wait before they make the budget final, because it would just save them another meeting. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's what they told us, but I might have missed something. Thank you.
Well, we have Mark Hickey down there who could. He's in touch with Rick all the time. He'll know exactly what's passing, what's not passing. We'd be in tune with that. Alan?
If they pass, say, day after tomorrow, they pass the budget and everybody knows what's going to happen. If I remember correctly, our manager stated that we moved $963,000 into FY16 out of FY15. But he wants to hold it for the helicopter operation and that. But could we, if the school is banking on time and we're looking at, because most everybody's fishing, at that point, to make everybody whole, could we move part of that? Or even in July or sometime, or maybe when you see money
comes in next year's budget, goes rolls into next year's budget.
Well, I mean, I know the manager stated he'd like to keep that floating because of other obligations. But say July or at some point, could we make this? I would like to see the school district made whole. Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm saying.
Mr. Mayor, last year we didn't give that extra $168,000 until the amended budget, which was like November, and it worked out fine. So I don't believe there's a big rush. I mean, it's nice to do it sooner than later, but we're still struggling to come up with money for the school, too. And it might take a little while to sort out. So, for instance, the end of June, I don't believe we need a meeting, and probably not the first couple weeks of July, I think. It looks like things will wait at least then. That's just my 2 cents. Thank you.
Be better for me in August.
but
if things happen where we have to really move on it, I'm readily available.
Well, you guys have a slow period over there.
Always busy. 24/7.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Yes?
This is Carol.
Okay.
I just think we should worry about scheduling a meeting when we need to have a meeting. It's going to be a special meeting anyway, whether it's the school or the hovercraft sale or whatever it could be, and everybody's kind of in radio reach for a day or two or whatever, so I just feel that we should wait until the time comes and we really need to have it.
Okay, then I'll schedule a meeting for the next scheduled meeting for August 20th.
Perfect. Works for me.
Subject to change.
Well, it seems like we're beating the bush. We'd probably make a motion to adjourn. You could tell us what you decide later. Would you be open to a motion to adjourn? I'll get hold of the people.
No. I don't have anything else to come up before the assembly. Does anyone else have anything? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second? There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Don't everybody?
Second.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Any objections? Hearing none, we are adjourned.